Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So it's now here, the austerity. The taxes go up, local, state, federal. But your pension funds are going to be cut, your dollar is being devalued, and the lion's share of the money will go to the offshore banks who invented the fraud. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol has been ordered to stay 10 miles back from the border, at least in Arizona, we've confirmed. That's Cyber News Service. But don't worry, one of their internal checkpoints, many, many, many miles from the Texas-Mexico border, they had an internal checkpoint, and they pulled over Willie Nelson over the weekend, and Willie Nelson, we're going to search you, and found some marijuana and took him to jail. Willie Nelson, who publicly smokes marijuana. So don't worry, the bankers get to rob trillions. They get to have the troops use DU that's going to give them cancer on record and has, and 15 times the birth defects in Fallujah and other Iraqi cities. But that's not a crime. Let's take Willie Nelson to jail. Meanwhile, here's another one. Man charged for covering head during police beating. This is out of Raw Story. Man charged for covering head during police beating. A Miami man whose beating the hands of police was captured on cell phone video has been charged resisting arrest without violence. A charge his lawyer says came from nothing more than the man's attempts to cover his head from the blows. Oh, I've seen a police dog chewing on someone and the cops laughing. Was it Farrell Montgomery's case? We had the police video of it. He didn't do anything. They just released the dog on him, and he kind of pushed away, and they tried to charge him with resisting the officer of the dog. So, yeah, no. A 21-year-old youth center worker said he was doing nothing wrong when police arrested him during a brawl in Miami's Coconut Grove neighborhood on Halloween, according to the lawyer. Cell phone footage of the incident shows police officers hitting him five times on or near his head. Miami police launched an investigation into the two officers' actions after the video appeared on local news stations. But they're going ahead with charges against him for covering his head. We're going to punch you. We're going to billy club you. And if you cover your head, or if you push the police dog off, we're going to charge you. Look, we got prisons to fill. I haven't gotten into the situation on the West Coast yet with the clear patsy, but it's always the same story. You get some lunatic, Muslim extremist lunatic, and they do exist, complete idiot, a Somali, and for months they help him cook the bomb, set him up, the target's the Christmas tree. Well, that's a good PR stunt for real Muslim terrorists. I mean, give me a break. Yeah, never a military target, never a globalist target, never the UN, never an actual controller. But no, it's always airline passengers, who are the real target of the police state. See, the globalists target their targets, we the people. They always target the general population because they want to clamp down on us and sell the delusional lie that there's all these terrorists. It's the same thing with the Christmas Day attack. It's the same thing with all of these events, the Fort Hood shooting, the shoe bomber, all of them. The Times Square, it's always Anwar al-Awlaki, who is, again, admitted CIA connections, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army 2 months after 9/11 when he's on the news as the number three in al-Qaeda. There's the InfoWars.com headline, Clueless Patsy Set Up by FBI in Christmas Tree Bombing Plot. I know you guys printed that for me, but in my stacks I've lost it. Just print it again. Thank you. I want to go over that. I want to get into the WikiLeaks situation, the North Korea situation, finish up with what's happening with the economy first, then the good news on the TSA front. Very good news on that front. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Our sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with the economy, this is austerity. And when they tell you austerity, it isn't for the mega banking families, the royal families, the Rockefellers, the ancestors of the robber barons, who set up the Sherman Antitrust Act to actually make their money tax-free in foundations. Just like they broke Standard Oil into 12 and then 14 different companies, but the Rockefellers still get the lion's share of the money. You can search the ExxonMobil minutes from just 2 years ago and on the board and see David Rockefeller there telling Rex Tillerson what to do and to get behind promoting man-made global warming. That was mainstream news. So they are now openly going to butcher this country seven ways to Sunday. And we've got to stand up and say no. Now, again, they're having the neocons come out and cut government employees pay, and the government's a bunch of parasites on average, and they think of us as their food, and at many levels, I like it. But I'm smarter than that. No, I don't want the government employees' pay cut. I don't want Social Security COLAs frozen. I don't want that to happen because that will further shut down our economy. A tiny fraction of your tax money goes to actually pay for the welfare system. 1.5 quadrillion goes to the offshore banks. It's impossible to pay back. If you don't deal with them, I mean, here's the analogy. Both your legs are chopped off, blood spraying out, you're going into shock. If a tourniquet isn't put on it immediately, we will bleed to death. Now, we've got a tiny paper cut on our finger, and the government's saying they're going to put a Band-Aid on that. That's how big this Ponzi scheme is. Now, the domestication, the big government system is bad because they've got people dependent on this fraction. What, about half of the $14 trillion that's owed, they say, currently? But the real debt's $1.5 quadrillion globally? They've got us bamboozled into, we better stay in the system. We better go along with it. We better stay here in the casino and keep spending money we don't have to get out of it when it's mathematically impossible to do it. And now, in Greece, in Portugal, in Spain, in Ireland, and now in the United States, they are announcing foreign banks to own everything. BBC, also in Reuters, quoting him last week, the Republic of Ireland's top banks, bailed out by the government at huge cost during the downturn, the government is just a receivership arm of the private mega six banks, should be sold, the head of the country's central bank has said. Patrick Honohan said, and as far as I'm concerned, they are for sale. The Irish government will outline plans to reform the banking sector. See, it's always more reforms, into which it has pumped 45 billion euros, or $61 billion, 38 billion pounds. It is getting a European Union-led bailout that totaled 90 billion euros. Remember, up just 6 months ago, Ireland's great, Ireland's wonderful, globalism's been good for them. Come into the EU plan, pass a law, let the vampires in, agree to let us take your country into receivership under this EU plan if you don't ever pay these bills. Boom. You sign the agreement, and it's like in The Little Mermaid. When The Little Mermaid signs the deal with the Sea Witch, she's got Flotsam and Jetsam, her two eels, the IMF and World Bank, and she laughs and goes, I've got you now, you're my slave. The Irish, and the statistics show that they actually stole the election. They didn't. They voted it down the first time. They fixed the election. It narrowly passed the second time. Ireland, anybody in your government that says foreign banks should own you is a traitor. Same thing for Greece. Same thing for the United States. The Irish government will outline plans to reform the banking sector into which it has pumped 45 billion euros. It's getting a European Union-led bailout that may total 90 billion euros. The International Monetary Fund will also contribute to the rescue package. Mr. Honohan described the EU and the IMF funding as a kind of backstop for the banking system. And they take German, they take Dutch, they take British, they take French, they take U.S. taxpayer money. They then go out and loan it to countries who've signed on to a mathematical equation to offshore private banks that's impossible to pay back. And then now they're in the news today, and I've got it in my stack, announcing Germany may collapse, the U.S. may collapse. Who's next? Is it England? Is it Portugal? Is it Spain? And you watch, they're telling the Canadians right now, who are about a year behind on all this, oh, you're doing great because you're globalist. And their prime minister says, we've got to be part of globalism and give up our sovereignty if we want an economy. That's how they hold you hostage. I know I'm spending a lot of time on this, and Lord Monckton's coming up. There's a tube strike in England. He was unable to get to his office. He'll be joining us from the streets of London via cell phone. That should be interesting. We really appreciate Lord Monckton. His wife just called us. So it goes on. Stock markets around the world fell as a result of fears both of the bailout, not a bailout, it's a financial takeover, may not resolve the Republic's debt crisis. Of course it won't. People can look at the math, they go, they'll be deeper in. That's the plan. And that other countries with high budget deficits may be forced to ask for assistance. Forced disposal. Among the stocks hit hardest were Bank of Ireland, which slumped 27%, which, again, the globalists like. And now, when they do borrow more money, it's a higher interest rate. Impossible. Impossible to pay back. I've been an advocate for years of the value for small countries to have foreign owners for their banks, because the risk is carried by the foreign owners who make it up out of nothing and who leave us with the bill. See, they're done gobbling up Argentina and Brazil and Nigeria and other third world nations. They're done gobbling up Eastern Europe 2 years ago. Now they've moved on to Greece and Ireland, then to Portugal, then to Spain, then to England, then to Germany, then to France. Gobble, gobble, gobble. They're just going down the line. What have I been telling you since 2002? That the IMF and World Bank are going to target Western nations. That's in the docs. They're telling you they're coming. For 8 years, I've been going, red alert, here's their battle plan. It's a whole chapter in my book, Descent into Tyranny. Now out of print, it's at PrisonPlanet.tv, an e-member version. And it just goes into, they are saying they're going to, quote, cut the Irish economy while increasing taxes and cutting pensions. And every time a nation starts going down, I hear all the fake conservative pundits going, look at those liberals. Their socialism didn't work. It wasn't socialism in Ireland. This isn't socialism. This is fascism. And I don't like socialism because it doesn't exist. The globalists design it. They promote it. The mega rich want your money, and they will build a big government to steal it. I know I'm ranting. I mean, they're announcing, again, they want to make veterans from grunts up to officers buy their own insurance. They signed a deal 11 years ago with Prudential, with the VA, to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II through the current war. That's Bloomberg AP. They are announcing they're going to freeze federal paychecks. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to make the Fed squeeze even tighter for taxes, because now their employees really think they're in trouble, when that is a tiny fraction of the overall money. What about the bankers? What about going after them? Here's the New York Times, Gates seeking to contain military health costs. Now, the headline should be, Gates moves towards cutting military pensions, cutting military health care. It's all in the article. You know what? I've looked at the math. If we get rid of this fractional reserve banking system and don't pay these bankers all these trillions, we're not going to have this problem. But I do think the government's out of control. The big government was created to rob us, so we've got to cut the size of it. Don't get me wrong. But listen, deal with the banksters first. Don't let them bring in austerity. Raise our taxes so that almost all the money goes to them. Get the word out to the military. Get the word out to the veterans. Explain to them what's happening. Why do you think Homeland Security internally says their number one enemy is veterans? That's a fact. MIAC Homeland Security reports of over a year ago. 95% of it is for patriots. They're doing this because they have assessed you. They know that when they try to raise the taxes on your little farm so much you can't pay it, that you're going to go postal. You're going to go postal on the people that come and try to take your farm. Oh, maybe only 1 out of 10 are going to do it, but they know it's the vets that are going to do it. And if 1 out of 10 of millions of family farms fight, it's over. So they're spying on you. They're watching you. They profiled you. And they've all, even little towns, have created huge SWAT teams and are training them to go after you. They federalized them. This is a secret police total takeover. This is the real deal. The real deal. This is toe-to-toe, face down with pure evil. The average cop is dumbed down just like the general public. We got to reach out to these men and women now and explain all this to them and say, listen, do you really want to be part of this? I mean, do you really? Because when they're done with you, when they're done using you after the public, they're going to take your pension fund. They're going to take your brother's farm. They're going to take your mama's farm.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We can put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. 70% of subway travel shut down right now in London. Almost every tube line, parts suspended or delayed, with around 70 stations closed across the network. Ward Monckton's trying to get back to his office to come on with us from work. And he's shut down, so he'll be joining us from some, I guess, the side of the road or down in the tube station in England. But his information is always very informative. We've got key intel on that front coming up. I did want to just spend a few minutes reminding folks that the public is ready to be awakened now like they've never been. Folks now know things are serious. And even the New York Times admits that this is one of the biggest stories in recent history with the TSA. I'm going to get to that later. And they're very angry about it. And it's admitted by many websites and publications that we initiated it. Our audience did. Drudge picked it up. It's over 20 days he's carried our articles continually. We're up there today with key intel. And it shows the power that we have. And the TSA, and I confirm this because Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew were flying back from interviewing Russell Means through Denver, where just a month ago, my employee Michelle, her and her two daughters were molested is the only word by the TSA. That's when it first broke on Drudge. None of the scanners were going. No one was even being frisked that they saw. So there wouldn't be a rebellion, and so the power of the people couldn't be demonstrated, they just shut it down. So that's coming up. I want to talk about that. But before we go any further, that's why it's important that you go to InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore and that you buy the T-shirts, which are walking billboards for liberties, the ball caps, the bumper stickers, the ballpoint pens with InfoWars.com on them. Every person you reach out to and tell about the sites where they can get this key information every day is a mine that we're unlocking. PrisonPlanet.tv. Every Christmas we offer 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a lot of new exclusive video interviews never before seen going up this week. A whole bunch have gone up the last few weeks. You get the higher quality podcast of this show commercial free. You get my book, Paul Watson's book. They're both out of print. You get expanded extras from all my films in super high quality, countless other films that great filmmakers have authorized us and asked us to post at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all there. Any subject you want, you can go there, burn disc, give it to your friends and family. My TV shows, my films, everything we've done, you can get the word out to people. And your $5.95 a month, if you do a trial membership, that's what funds us. We're not funded by the big foundations. We're not funded by George Soros. We're under continual dirty trick attacks, as many of you know, that we don't even try to give attention to. It's just ongoing. And that lets us know, as the World War II fighter bomber crews stated, if you're not getting flack, you're not over the target. We are always getting flack from the mainstream media, the COINTELPRO, the big foundations, George Soros crowd, because we're effective. George Soros attacks five people, and I'm one of them, chief among them. Why is that? Because we understand their austerity agenda. We know what they're doing. So please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. You can share your passcode with six friends. Make sure the people you trust with your passcode or, you know, just buy them another account, make a passcode for it, and give it to them in an e-card. But your financial support makes everything we do here possible. That's how we're finishing the new TV studio. That's how we're putting in the green screen room. That's how we're buying better computers, better graphics equipment, hiring more people. We're doing it because of you in the face of this ongoing globalist takeover. So PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up for a yearly membership, pay for 6.7 months, and get 5.3 months free. That's what the discount comes out to. It's basically what, almost like a 40% discount or so. What's 5.3 months? I guess that's more than a 40% discount. At PrisonPlanet.tv, and I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. This April coming up, it'll be 7 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. We updated it a few years ago. We're getting ready to update it again. We're working on adding a lot of new features to it. PrisonPlanet.tv. But it is such a great place to get the information, a library of key intel. And then, of course, our listeners take the information from PrisonPlanet.tv and put it on the BitTorrents, on YouTube, where we've reached over 200 million people just in the last 2 years alone, just on YouTube. That's conservative, just on our channels. What is it, 75 million people we've reached just on one channel on YouTube? 75 million views on one channel. We've got eight. I mean, think about what we're doing together. This is so exciting. PrisonPlanet.tv. Give it as a Christmas gift or a holiday gift today. PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free. We've got discounts right now where you can get five of my films for $24, $24.95. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. We've only got him for about 25 minutes. He's going to join us for a full hour from Cancun next week, where they're having this UN meeting, just as important as the Copenhagen event that was blown to bits politically by the leaking of the emails from East Anglia. Now a cascade of frauds has come out since then. He's only joining us for 25 minutes because he's been delayed. He is the deputy leader of the UK Independence Party, Lord Christopher Monckton. He's got to go to one of their events, so he's got to leave us early because of the tube strikes that hit London with around 70% of the stations closed around the network. But he joins us to briefly, in hindsight, recap what happened last year, what's happened since then, and how important this new meeting is for the global neo-feudalistic socialist takeover of all infrastructure is that we face. And then I want to talk to Lord Monckton after he gives us a quick briefing on this about the special climate change program to be discussed in Mexico. Executive summary, it actually states forced relocation of populations basically into work zones. So this is off the charts. Meanwhile, the Telegraph reports today, Cancun Climate Change Summit, scientists call for rationing in developed world. So this is real concentration camp type control. We've had a lot of their top leaders openly say that they are green Nazis in their own words, that they want authoritarianism. You cannot overstate how wicked they are. Lord Christopher Monckton of Science and publicpolicy.org is the third Viscount of Moncton and Brenchley, and he really needs no introduction here. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, Alex, as always, it's a great pleasure to be with you. And yes, you've just given a very good summary of some of the things that the usual suspects are trying to cook up at Cancun. And you would have seen over the last few weeks a certain amount of propaganda about how nobody expects very much of a result, et cetera, et cetera. They're talking it down, whereas they talked up Copenhagen. Well, they talked up Copenhagen, which was the climate conference this time last year, again intended to establish a world government treaty. That one failed utterly. So now they're trying to pretend that nothing very much is going to happen, when in fact they've been very quietly over the last year drafting an extremely detailed treaty under the supervision of the German government. There have been several meetings in Bonn, and so now they're ready to put that treaty to the leaders of the world and try to persuade them that they should back this treaty and go along with it. So Cancun could yet be the moment at which world government finally comes into place. And you're quite right, in parallel with that official activity, there are the so-called groups of scientists, and of course they're not in fact scientists, these are Marxists from the political extreme left who pretend that they are scientists. And what they are trying to do is to raise the profile of the Cancun talks by suggesting all sorts of lunatic measures like forced resettlement of populations, concentration camps almost, as you rightly said. This is the kind of thing some of them have been talking about. And the latest notion, which appeared in the Telegraph today, food rationing in the West. And, of course, these are all measures which socialists and communists will be well familiar with, but which people who live under free markets tend to not go along with. And there's no doubt that this scene setting is a deliberate attempt, first of all, to raise the profile of the Cancun talks, but also by stating things far more extreme than Cancun will actually get round to doing, to try and make whatever comes out of Cancun seem reasonable so that we almost breathe a sigh of relief when the world government takes over. So it's a very careful piece of news management. But underlying all this, there is no basis in science for spending a single cent on trying to make global warming go away. Absolutely no basis for it. There has been a continuing and now rapidly increasing stream of papers in the scientific peer-reviewed literature. You will probably not have seen a single one of them reported in any of the mainstream news media, making it quite plain that there is no longer any basis for alarm about the climate. And I recently went to the World Federation of Scientists annual seminar on planetary emergencies held at Erice, a wonderful medieval monastic village in Sicily. And there were 250 of some of the world's most eminent scientists, including several climatologists. And there were five of us who did presentations saying the climate wasn't going to be a problem, and each producing scientific research to show that. And only two who said the opposite. And the two who said the opposite didn't have any original scientific research to show. They merely parroted the results of the UN's climate panel, the IPCC, trying to claim that you will get very large amounts of warming. But in fact, you won't. I talked to Professor Richard Lindzen of MIT, who knows more about the atmosphere than anybody else alive, and I said to him, Richard, it's a very interesting conference, this, because here we've got a supposed, you know, so-called consensus, which is actually against the consensus we're told exists in the outside world. I said, what's going on here? He said, it's very simple. Only a few dozen scientists and researchers worldwide have ever worked on the question, how much global warming will we get if we add CO2 to the atmosphere? All the rest are simply taking the figures they're given by the few who have worked out, and they said, if it's this figure, then it's all going to be terrible.
Lord Monckton, I mean, if I can interrupt for a moment, specifically, though, you are of the great field of people out there resisting this fraud and this tyranny, the most prominent, the most accurate. reading scienceandpublicpolicy.org years ago, interviewing you extensively last year, where you laid out all of their specific frauds, their specific reports. They put out reports in mainline newspapers calling for your arrest. You called the glaciation issues in the Himalayas with precision that it was just a fraud made up. You called, from A to Z, exactly what their fraud was. And now in the last year, we had the one-year anniversary of the kickoff of ClimateGate just last week, it has all come out, but they've spun it with Pachauri in the New York Times saying, we're sorry, we got it wrong, it was a mistake. But we know it wasn't a mistake. It is a hoax of hoaxes for them to beat this drum that no scientist disagrees. There is a total consensus when we know the consensus is on the other side saying it's a fraud. So it would seem that they would have to be dead in the water, but they're not. California has passed the carbon tax. The city of Austin has passed it. Areas of Europe are engaging in it. Can you go over some of the frauds that have taken place? And where you see this group of tyrants in their attempt to seize the global economy and set up their world government, who's winning the ball game?
There's no doubt on the science, the tyrants have lost. That's why I say this key central point, which I will just finish because it's a very important one, is that all of those who, this tiny few dozen who have worked on the question how much warming we get, the ones that do it by playing with Xbox 360s and PlayStations, and they do it on the, on sort of computer games, computer models, they are the ones that say we've got a problem, but they're not dealing with the real world. All the ones who do it, as I do, by measurement and observation and then thinking about what we've measured and observed, we are saying, no, there isn't a problem. Yes, you'll get some warming, but it simply won't be enough to worry about. And so far, it is we who are being proved right. The main fraud, which they still try to get away with, is that temperatures are rising at a terrible rate. And just earlier this year, I had a guy from the BBC onto me. He said, what questions would you put to Professor Jones at the University of East Anglia, right at the heart of this climate gate thing? He's the guy that was producing the sort of trumped up temperature records for the world. And he was right at the heart of this conspiracy. And he was then saying, let's all destroy our data so nobody can check it. He was saying this in emails to some of his scientific colleagues, an extraordinary man. But he was then interviewed because this all came out in public as a result of ClimateGate. And so the BBC put to him a question that I had given to him. I simply said, has there been any statistically significant warming since 1995? And his answer was, no, not really. He said, there has been just a little, but it's barely significant at best. And so here we are, now getting the truth, because I told the BBC what the right question was to ask. So all this stuff about how the world is heating up at an unprecedented rate, all of that we now know not to be true. And in fact, at each stage, the climate left, the climate Marxist, the climate extremist, call them what you will, are being forced back and forced back from their original positions. First of all, they were saying we could measure the increase of temperature at the surface, then that didn't happen. Then they said, well, but it'll all be happening in the upper air, about 6 miles up above the tropics. It should warm three times as fast up there as it does down here. Then we checked 50 years of temperature records for the upper troposphere in the tropics and found there had been no such tripling of the surface warming rate. That meant it wasn't man-made warming that was happening. Then they said, well, the warming must be going somewhere because actually, they had to admit that there hasn't really been much in the way of warming over the last 15 years since this topic became exciting in the public print. And so now they're saying, well, the warming must be hiding in the deep oceans, waiting to come out and catch us all by surprise. The fact is, the arguments they're now trying to produce to make it look as though we still have a problem are wearing very thin, even on their own ears. Now, you mentioned the Himalayas recently. It's now been admitted that they lifted the story about all the Himalayan ice disappearing in the next 25 years from a report by a Marxist journalist quoting an environmental activist friend of his. It wasn't a scientific report. It wasn't peer-reviewed. It wasn't published in any journal. That is the kind of material which the IPCC, the UN's climate panel, that we entrust with getting this stuff right, is using and then saying that this is the sort of material we have to pay attention to.
Yes, Lord Monckton.
For months, this, indeed, the Himalayan ice really will be gone. Anybody who said it isn't, he said he's a climate denier and he's putting the planet at risk. And now he's had to eat crow and admit that he got it wrong. Why didn't he do that a whole lot sooner?
And there's been dozens of these, but I mean, specifically, I get these emails, I watch television, I see the globalist relishing when they talk about we have peer-reviewed journals, you don't, when it's a lie. We have almost all the real peer-reviewed journals. They just make up fantastical frauds, and they relish going over these. But in the time we have left,
yeah.
I specifically want to get into what's coming up at this conference that you're going to be reporting for us on, graciously, from Cancun, Mexico, and how we, the American people and others listening all over the world, how we ensure that this scheming group of people seeking to seize control of the global economy, how do we ensure that they are defeated?
Right. The first thing that your listeners should do, and you should do it immediately, I mean in the next 24 hours, is to get in touch with your congressmen and your senators and say to them that Fred Upton, who is a rhino, a Republican in name only, should not be appointed the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Now the Republicans have taken control of it, because Fred Upton is a true believer in the whole global warming rubbish. He votes with the Democrats on this as on practically everything else. If he takes control of that committee, vast amounts of damage can be done, and indeed the world might yet find itself going under a climate tyranny, a world government. And that one appointment is, in my view, what could make the difference between keeping the freedom, prosperity, and democracy of the West and losing it. The candidates against Fred Upton are Joe Barton, the current ranking member of the committee on the Republican side. He's a very wonderful man from Texas. I know him well, love him dearly. He's a terrific piece of work, really magical man. And he, by rights, should get this. There's another one called Representative Shimkus, who's also a candidate. He would be very good. I think Joe Barton would probably be better, but Shimkus would be very nearly as good. Either of those would be perfectly acceptable as chairman of that committee. But Fred Upton, who is not reflecting the opinion of the Republican Party on this or many other issues, he would be a disaster, and he might work with the Democrats to see to it that somehow we got Congress to start legislating in this area, where at the moment it has failed to do so. So get on to your senators and your congressmen and tell them it mustn't be Upton. It mustn't be Upton.
Also, the alternative media that's now beginning to displace the corporate prostitute media, we need to really report on what's coming up in the next 2 weeks.
That's absolutely right, because the next thing is there is already a treaty in draft. It no longer contains quite such explicit and open admissions that they're trying to set up a world government as previous treaty drafts did. Nevertheless, it's now going to follow the approach that the EU took, the European Union. They did a little treaty here, a little treaty there, each one not adding too much to the one that previously happened. But by the time you've done 40 years of this, all our freedoms in Britain have gone. 5/6 of our laws are now made in Europe by people we don't elect, and only 1/6 made in Britain by people we do. That's how fast you can lose your freedoms if you have this kind of salami-slicing approach to setting up treaties. So very important, therefore, that you keep an eye on this process, because what Obama is going to try to do, he knows he can't get any treaty coming out of Cancun ratified in the Senate, not after the Republican landslide. There's no way he can get it ratified by a three-quarters majority of the Senate. What they will therefore try to do is to enact the Cancun agreement, not as a treaty, but either as U.S. legislation, if they think they can get it through both houses. That would be difficult by a much smaller majority than the treaty would require, of course. Or he will use the EPA and the Democrat states, like California, to enact the legislation round the back. And that is what his plan is. And the people at Cancun know perfectly well that they can't, therefore, call the Cancun Accord anything like a treaty. If they call it a treaty, it has to go in front of the Senate, where it will be defeated. So it
won't
be called a treaty.
Lord Monckton, we're almost out of time. I want to cover several other subjects. We know this move towards world government is not just coming out of the UN and the Club of Rome and these people that want to seize control of all energy production. We also know that the big central megabanks are involved in financing this, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. And a few weeks ago, in a debate in the U.K. House of Lords, Tory life peer Lord James Blackheath, and we played the video here, said that a Foundation X apparently has offered to give the U.K. $5 billion right away. He said many other members of the House of Lords knew about it, but it had kept it secret. He has just learned of it. And basically, they're globalists who are offering to basically buy out the U.K. government. What do you make of this on the heel, sir, of the BBC that I have here with the headline, Irish Republic Banks for Sale, and their finance minister saying he is in favor of foreign banks owning Ireland? I mean, is this not a takeover?
Yes, it is a takeover, a very serious one, and there's no doubt that the big banks, as you say, the mega banks, are right up to their necks in all of this. After all, Al Gore was on the board of Lehman Brothers. One of the reasons why they went bust is that he had put them into all this global warming stuff, and they lost a fortune on it. And so my advice to those mega banks is this is a scare which is so far collapsing that if you put any more of your clients' money or your own into this, you will lose it as financial institutions, and you will also lose more than that. You will lose your credibility with politicians and electorate, and you will find yourselves no longer being allowed to be mega banks. You'll be broken up into smaller pieces, so you can't endure this kind of, you can't impose this kind of policy on innocent people anymore just because you want to profit from whipping up fears of global warming that have no basis in reality.
Lord Christopher Monckton, have you heard, as a British Lord, have you heard about this Foundation X?
I've heard stories of this kind, but I have no evidence either way, so I don't think I can say anything very detailed about it. There are several foundations that have that kind of money available. I have some idea of who they are. I know one or two of them are run by people who are true believers in the new religion of global warming, and that they might well make gestures of this kind. But, of course, $5 billion, it may sound a lot of money to an individual, but to a government like that, it's very, very tiny. So I don't think that you can buy a whole government with as little as $5 billion.
Yes, sir. Okay, I've got just a few final questions, and then we're going to let you go. You've been very nice to join us here today with the big tube strike going on in London that kept you from getting to your final destination. Continuing here from the Special Climate Change Program executive summary, the blueprint of this meeting that starts here in just a few days that you're about to get on an airplane and travel to in the next few days in southern Mexico there in the Yucatan Peninsula. They describe on page 6 a laundry list, an implementation of sustainable agriculture, livestock production system, the eradication of measures that encourage environmental degradation, that's any activity, and cause GHG, global greenhouse gas emissions.
Greenhouse
gas emissions, and it goes on. The implementation of relocation programs for human settlements and the infrastructure in high-risk areas, and the implementation of policies aimed at climate stability and sustainable development. I mean, is this not outrageous in how brazen it is?
Yes, it's what they're trying to do is they're still trying to ignore the fact that the science has collapsed. That's why I spent a little bit of time on this program explaining why we know the science has collapsed. I did a very interesting experiment. I took the greenhouse gases as they were in 1950, as they are now. I worked out how much warming there should have been if the IPCC, the UN's climate panel, was right. There should have been 1.5 Celsius. There's only been 0.6. Using the UN's formula leads to a huge exaggeration, 2.5 times over in the amount of warming to be expected. Take away that exaggeration, you take away the problem.
But sir, we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time. We'll have more time next week. But does this not illustrate that it's nothing but a naked power grab, forced rationing, relocation of populations? I mean, these people have really tipped their hand. I know you've seen all the recent admissions where they talk about climate tyranny, and they're in the London Guardian and everywhere else admitting that it's an authoritarianism and saying it's good. Why are they so arrogant?
Because the penny hasn't dropped that the people won't stand for this very much longer. People are fed up with this interference in their freedoms. They're fed up with these people trying to take the world over at Cancun and Copenhagen and all these other places. And very soon, the politicians who go along with this are going to be flung out of office forever. It's already begun in America. America was the first. The Republicans came off the Kool-Aid, 18 months ago, decided they didn't believe in the science of global warming anymore. They began with increasing confidence to say so. As a result, they won huge increase in the general election. I know it was only one of the factors, but it was an important one nevertheless. And that is going to happen with increasing frequency around the democratic world. Now, if the democratic world doesn't play, the rest of the world won't be able to play either. And this entire scare and all the nasty world government policies that go with it will come to a sticky and not untimely end.
All right, Lord Monckton, we'll be speaking to you next week sometime from Cancun at this criminal meeting. In 60-second closing, what are you planning to do when you're there? And I've seen some of the videos from other meetings. When they see you, they literally run, which again signifies the tide is turning.
That's right. No doubt the people who should debate me won't do so. The Cambridge Union Society, one of the premier debating societies in the world, invited me to speak a few weeks ago on the climate. They had to cancel because as soon as the people on the other side were told I was going to be there, they said they didn't want to come. They know that what they're doing is a lie. They know that it is indefensible. So all they try is personal attacks on those of us who dare to say it's indefensible. And they are now in open, rampant, cowering, cowardly retreat. This is the end.
All right. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org, invaluable, true research. You are unrivaled in your defense of humanity on this climate fraud front. Lord Monckton, we'll talk to you next week.
God bless you and God bless America.
All right. God bless you. I tell you, on the front lines of the info war, this is the key to their takeover program to fund this international banking takeover. And you just heard it from Lord Monckton. We have got to continue to rout these people. We've been winning the battles on so many fronts. It's time to kick it into high gear. We are routing this scum at your local city councils, at your school board meetings. You go in with all the evidence it's a fraud, and you expose it, and you say, stop teaching the children that Santa Claus is real, and that if we don't bend over to government raping, that we're all going to die. Stop it. Stop the fraud. The next hour is coming up. I got a bunch of news on WikiLeaks, the North Korea situation, the economy. We'll open the phones up to 800-259-9231. But I wanted to tell you about a few of the great sponsors that make this transmission possible. One of them is Diamond Gusset Jeans. I want to tell you about this Made in America company. The website's Gusset, GUSSET.com/America. They have a whole bunch of incredible specials they're running right now. You've heard the commercial on the show, and I just love them. Made in America. Just type in the bundle and T-shirt size in the comments section when ordering in excess of $100 and receive 3 free gifts. So you can do a lot of your holiday shopping. Again, it's Made in America, super high-quality jeans. They have all sorts of jeans for men and women in all sizes, a lot of other great products. Check out all their latest specials at Gusset.com/America or just go to Gusset.com. Gusset.com/America and banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, it's good to start moving off the grid and not being under the globalist control. Great place to start is MySolarBackup.com. Their number is 877-327-0365. The globalists don't own the sun, and you can run your shack or, you know, your work shed or part of your house, or you can run your campsite with it, the solar panel, the controller, the battery system. Excellent, high-quality product. We've been promoting for over 3 years. Our listeners love it. For a free information package, give them a call, 877-327-0365. That's MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. Or three words together, MySolarBackup.com, MySolarBackup.com. Don't forget, until Christmas, we're running a special, 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.